Macmillan Audio presents The True Flag by Stephen Kinzer. Read for you by Robert Petkoff with an introduction read by the author.
Introduction.
How should the United States act in the world? Americans cannot decide. For more than a century, we have debated with ourselves. We can't even agree on the question. Put one way, should we defend our freedom or turn inward and ignore growing threats? Put differently, should we charge violently into faraway lands or allow others to work out their own destinies? Our enthusiasm for foreign intervention seems to ebb and flow like the tides, or swing back and forth like a pendulum. At some moments we are aflame with righteous anger. Confident in our power, we launch wars and depose governments. Then, chastened, we retreat until the cycle begins again. America's interventionist urge, however, is not truly cyclical. When we love the idea of intervening abroad and then hate it, we're not changing our minds. Both instincts coexist within us. Americans are imperialists and also isolationists. We want to guide the world, but we also believe every nation should guide itself. At different times, according to circumstances, these contrary impulses emerge in different proportions. Our inability to choose between them shapes our conflicted approach to the world. Eminent figures have led the United States into conflicts from Indochina to Central America to the Middle East. Others rose to challenge them. They were debating the central question of our foreign policy. Should the United States intervene to shape the fate of other nations? Much of what they said was profound. None of it was original. For generations, every debate over foreign intervention has been repetition. All are pale shadows of the first one. Even before that debate broke out, the power of the United States was felt beyond North America. In 1805, a fleet dispatched by President Thomas Jefferson defeated a Barbary Coast Pasha who was extorting money from American vessels entering the Mediterranean. Half a century later, President Millard Fillmore sent a fleet of black ships to force Japan to open its ports to American traders. Those were isolated episodes, though, and not part of a larger plan to spread American power. After both of them, troops returned home. Civil War enveloped the United States from 1861 to 1865. Over the decades that followed, Americans concentrated on binding their national wounds and settling the West. Only after the frontier was officially declared closed in 1890 did some begin to think of the advantages that might lie in lands beyond their own continent. That brought the United States to the edge of the world stage. In 1898, Americans plunged into the farthest-reaching debate in our history. It was arguably even more momentous than the debate over slavery because its outcome affected many countries, not just one. Never has the question of intervention, how the United States should face the world, been so trenchantly argued. In the history of American foreign policy, this is the mother of all debates. As the 20th century dawned, the United States faced a fateful choice. It had to decide whether to join the race for colonies, territories, and dependencies that gripped European powers. Americans understood what was at stake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?